Well, think about it. If we take a step back, Qatar is a country. It's a tiny country in the Middle East. It has less than 350,000 citizens.
Oh.
Tiny country. Yeah. Qatar is giving more money to British education, to Canadian education, higher education, to American universities than any country in the world. So why would this tiny, wealthy country give so much money to Western democratic universities? And it's to use soft power to influence it. And the Qataris have a bayah. In Islam, a bayah is a spiritual oath to the Muslim Brotherhood. The royal family of Qatar follows all the religious edicts, rulings, and fatwas of the Muslim Brotherhood. They basically represent the Brotherhood around the world. And we estimate that the Qataris are using up to $1 trillion in assets to use as soft power to buy favor in universities, in our media, in our political leaders to further their goals and their agenda. So Qatar is at the forefront of basically representing the interests of the Brotherhood, which is basically to destroy democratic countries. So they're giving all this aid. Naively, many people think they're benevolent and they're doing wonderful work in funding our universities. But essentially, they're changing the discourse in the West. So if we take a step back, Hamas, which is the Palestinian chapter of the Muslim Brotherhood, intent on destroying Israel and Western democratic countries. Hamas, which is anti-Semitic, but let's put that aside for a moment. They're anti-democratic. They're sexist. They want to subjugate women, murder gay people, and do away with religious minority rights around the world.